So I'd like to welcome to the podcast now Dr. Kate Howell from a lovely part of a place that's very dear to my heart in South Australia, is Goola, but you are spending a bit of time in Melbourne as well, in between Goola and Melbourne. Kate, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Pleasure.
So Kate, well, in the music world, there's sort of like a saying that we have a musician's muso, who's just Miles Davis of, you know, the best muso that all the musos go to see.
Sure.
It looks like you're the doctor's doctor or the...
Yes, so... My background is as a GP, but because I've got a passion for mental health, you know, a dear friend of mine who's a psychologist describes me as a doctor who's got lots of psychological skills.
Right, okay.
So I've done a lot of training in the area of mental health and psychological skills training. Mm. And I certainly work with the public, you know, my patients in terms of their mental health and wellbeing. But that's also included medical students, registrars, doctors over the years.
Yeah.
And more recently, you know, I guess as I've gotten a bit older, I've acquired some wisdom from life. I've learnt from my mistakes, my successes. So quite a few doctors approach me now to talk through issues, you know, more personal issues that they see as affecting their practice. So how they're perhaps relating to people, or anxieties that are getting in the way, or barriers to their success. So it's morphed also into coaching for doctors now.
I imagine it must be really hard for doctors to ask for help, because they're just used to, they're the guys or the ladies that, you know, helping people. So for them to ask for help,
yes,
they'd feel very vulnerable and, you know,
yes,
sense
absolutely.
Of failure perhaps.
Well, doctors, you know, as a generalisation, to do medicine, they have had high expectations of themselves.
Mm.
Often, you know, perfectionists. And that works for them. You know, you want your doctor to be a bit of a perfectionist.
Yeah, it works for us as
that's
patients.
That's it.
Yeah.
But that means they put pressure on themselves. And and certainly there has been a lot of stigma for various reasons in terms of doctors seeking help in terms of mental health. Mm. But even to say, you know, I'm struggling a bit, you know, in terms of my practice, that takes some courage as well.
Now, unfortunately, I missed your presentation, but you said that it was basically based on an Einstein quote. You might as well go to the top for your quotes.
Yes.
If you're going to go anywhere. And the quote is, learning from yesterday, living for today, hoping for tomorrow.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about your talk, if you could summarise it for us.
So I just thought it was a wonderful quote because, you know, we do travel through life across time. And, you know, when we... you know, think about time, there's past, present, future. Mm. So I thought it's a good framework for the talk. So the past, you know, sometimes we bring with us positive experiences, but also negative experiences. And we, as humans, we tend to focus on the negative because that's about survival. You know, if you're about to cross the road and you're feeling very optimistic and thinking all the traffic's going to stop for you, you may come to some harm. So we have a bit more of a negative, pessimistic view so that we do survive.
Mm.
So we often focus on the negative, and that can do us a disservice at time. But also we sort of gather information as we go along and create stories in our mind. That's how we make sense of it, and it's also how we bring meaning into our lives.
Mm.
So those stories might be things like, you know, I'm a doctor and I have a practice and I do a good job with medicine. Another story might be, even though I've worked really hard and studied hard, I've never felt that confident as a doctor. You know, so we bring bits of information together and create stories. Now, sometimes those stories are truthful and sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
Just because we think it doesn't mean it's true. And sometimes those stories are right centre and front in our minds rather than being behind us where they should be.
Huge
so we have, we have to practice a bit of acceptance and say, right, that's in the past, let's move forward.
Yeah. So just looking at that learning from yesterday, my thought on that is if you aren't learning from yesterday, you can get stuck in a loop.
Yes.
When you learn, you are able to move forward because, oh, I've learnt that lesson.
Yes.
I won't make that mistake again.
That's right. And part of that is taking the time to reflect and have a look at it and work out what do I need to learn, and not being super critical of yourself.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes, whether it's in medicine or in our personal lives or in business, and we need to reflect on it, learn from it, you know, maybe get some advice on it, get some more resources and keep going. you know, resilience is not just about bouncing back from those mistakes, it's persevering.
Actually, you just reminded me of Will Smith as a completely different person to quote from Albert Einstein. But yeah, I like Will amazing Smith. Man. He's doing some fantastic little videos now on mental health, actually. And his latest one was seek out failure. Seek it out.
Yes.
It's when you make mistakes and fail is when you grow. So, and that's the thing, as humans, we're so afraid of failure that it cripples us. I'm not going to try that because I might fail. Go and try it, and if you do fail, that's fine. You'll learn from that, you know. But we choose not to do things.
Yes, very wise.
And then, maybe. And not bad for a Hollywood actor.
Yeah, not bad at all. And, you know, you see that in children. You know, what some that are very willing to have a go and make a mistake and others who hold back a bit. And sometimes that's driven by that perfectionism and fear of someone thinking negatively about you or saying something negative. So we have to learn to challenge that.
Now, just bringing it back to business for doctors now, your meeting with April is quite different to everyone I've spoken to.
There you go.
You were actually the teacher, so you trained April as a registered
in mental health, yes.
Right.
So I was a medical educator at the GP training program. April came along to the mental health sessions, and so that's how I met her. And she, you know, it was wonderful. You know, when you're teaching, sometimes you get feedback and sometimes you don't. And later on, she said to me, you know, that training that you gave, and also one of my best friends, Michelle, who's a psychologist who taught the registrars with me, April said, you know, that's really stayed with me. You know, that was important in my career development. And so that was wonderful feedback. I'm really pleased about that.
Oh, that's excellent. Mm. And so your involvement with Business for Doctors now, you're basically, it seems like you're just imparting knowledge and sharing knowledge and letting the doctors know that there is a coaching element there for them to access.
Yeah, I don't think it was necessarily it's evolved. Necessarily a conscious, you know, April getting me involved with the last conference and this one. I think just because she'd, benefited from the training, she thought it would be good to speak to the doctors. And I guess what it's evolved into is, you know, Business for Doctors does recognise that GP mental health and wellbeing is important. And you know, what I've focused on more and more is that, you know, GPs are at the centre of their practice. They're people. They're their key investment, key tool. You know, it's how they relate to their patients, how they relate to their staff. You know, if they look after themselves and their staff, then their business is going to grow from that.
Yeah.
So I'm not an expert on any of the legal side or the HR side or the whatever side. My passion in life has been, you know, being curious about people and how they tick.
Yeah.
And so that's really what I'm now sharing. Yeah. Yes.
And so when you did your niche practice, you moved into this area. Yeah. This was in Adelaide, you started this up?
Yes. So I was involved with a general practice for about 15 years as a GP, part of the time. That general practice was related to the university, so I became involved in teaching. In the year 2000, I had a Churchill Fellowship to look at the management of depression and anxiety overseas, like primary care management, because as a GP, I noticed that lots of people were coming to GPs with anxiety, depression, and they would come back when they relapsed.
Is it on the
increase,
or is it just there's more people, or...?
I think both. People are presenting and it's on the increase. And so what evolved was doing more and more training and education and research around mental health. Right. So then I decided to step outside of general practice, well, just to the side, really. Yeah. At the core, I'm a GP, but to offer a niche practice more around counselling and mental health. So I'm trained as a therapist as well as a GP, so I can do the medication and the therapy. And I love sharing information through writing and teaching, and so the practice isn't just one-to-one or group or online coaching. It's getting out there and writing books and doing talks and sharing information, because then you get to lots of people. One thing I do is radio. And
yeah, I was just going to ask. Yeah, 5AA radio.
Yeah. So that was an accident as well. I think in life you just have to take the opportunities that arise. And so I knew a producer of a show about 5 years ago, and she rang and said, oh, Kate, we had a caller who was very distressed, they were suicidal. Could you please come in and do a show on depression and suicidality? Because we didn't quite know what to do.
That's a challenging request, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, because it's a talkback radio station.
Wow.
And I did that show around depression and suicidality. Wow. And yeah. 2 weeks later, I was asked to come back and talk about anxiety because that's a common problem in the community. Yeah. And that was 5 years ago. So every 2 weeks I do a show with Andrew Reimer, radio host, and we talk about often mental health, but also general health issues. Okay. And there's about 100,000 people who listen.
Wow.
So it doesn't feel like it when you're in the studio. Mm. But when I think about that, it's a wonderful opportunity to get the message out to a large number of the population.
Absolutely. Look, Dr. Kate Howell, lovely to talk to you. Very interesting. I hope to come and see you in Gore. It's certainly one of my favourite places. Just quickly before you go, the last book you wrote, what's the name of it so people can find it?
Listening, Learning, Caring and Counselling. So it's a how-to book for GPs and health professionals. So if someone comes into the practice and they're feeling depressed or they're experiencing grief or they're feeling angry or whatever it is, it's a chapter on it and you can get lots of ideas and tools to use.
Excellent. Dr. Kate, lovely to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you.